Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Some traditional remedies are used for a wide range of illnesses, and the resulting Cochrane reviews cut across many diseases. Jimmy Volmink from Stellenbosch University in South Africa describes one such review from February 2012, examining the effects of pycnogenol.
Pycnogenol is extracted from the bark of a pine tree which grows along the coast of southwest France. Its main ingredient is proanthocyanidin, a powerful antioxidant found in fruits such as grapes, berries, pomegranates, apples, and pears, as well as in various nuts, pine bark, red wine, tea, and chocolate. Dietary supplements containing proanthocyanidin are sold under a variety of brand names worldwide, including Bioxidin, Activin TM, Procidin, and Pycnogenol. The source and quantity of proanthocyanidin in these products varies, as does the other ingredients they contain. We focused our Cochrane review on pycnogenol, as this is a standardized product which is widely marketed for the prevention and treatment of chronic clinical conditions. The manufacturer of pycnogenol strongly promotes research and claims that its products are based on the results of scientific research. However, after doing this review, we have found no solid evidence to support claims for the benefits of treatment with pycnogenol. We searched for randomized trials of pycnogenol in adults or children with any chronic disorder, covering diseases such as heart disease, stroke, or cancer, and non-specific illnesses such as fatigue or pain that had lasted more than 3 months. We used primary outcomes based on the disorder, which we grouped into participant-reported outcomes, for example, joint pain in patients with osteoarthritis, and investigator-reported outcomes, for example, serum cholesterol levels in patients with hyperlipidemia, along with death from any cause. We had also hoped to assess the safety of pycnogenol, but none of the studies we found provided adequate data on this. Our exhaustive search found only 15 eligible trials with fewer than 800 participants in total. These studies evaluated pycnogenol for 7 different chronic disorders: asthma, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, chronic venous insufficiency, diabetes, erectile dysfunction, high blood pressure, and osteoarthritis. The findings were mixed, and although a number of studies did point towards a possible benefit with pycnogenol treatment, caution is warranted in the interpretation of these results for several reasons. First, the small number of participants evaluated per condition raises the possibility that the findings may be attributable to the play of chance and therefore cannot be considered reliable. The studies ranged in size from 11 to 156 participants, with half the studies having fewer than 46. We would have liked to try to overcome this limitation by meta-analyses, but couldn't do so because of variations across studies in the choice and measurement of outcomes. Second, we found a number of shortcomings in the design and reporting of the trials. We are grateful to the authors and the manufacturer of pycnogenol for providing unpublished information in response to our requests, But despite this additional information, we remain concerned about possible biases from inadequate randomization, incomplete blinding, and selective reporting of positive results. Furthermore, incomplete reporting of the results for several trials meant that we could not do appropriate analyses for some outcomes of interest. A third reason for caution is the possibility of publication bias. This arises when studies with favorable findings are more readily reported than studies with negative results, and is more common with small studies. Finally, 11 of the 15 trials were funded by the manufacturer of pignogenol. This may be a further important source of bias, given the research evidence that studies sponsored by for-profit funders are more likely to have outcomes that favor the sponsor's product when compared to research funded by other sources. The findings of our review should be of interest to the vast number of people who consume dietary supplements on a daily basis for health reasons, believing that it is beneficial and safe to do so. We hope that bringing all this research together will help consumers to make an informed decision about whether or not it is worthwhile to use pignogenol or similar antioxidant supplements.
If you would like to read the full review, it is available at thecochranelibrary.com, including the details that Jimmy and his colleagues were able to bring together on each of the 15 included studies.